Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Umoto, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today, my people. How you doing? Me, I'm good. Can't complain. As 2020 is winding down, I'm excited about that because, hey, 2020 been hard for me, but I'm hanging in there, so it's all good. Before we get into the podcast today, go to motomotomusic.com and check out the podcast catalog. Just see what we do. And if you can, click the top, the PayPal icon on the top right-hand corner and leave some coins. That keeps everything flowing smoothly, so yeah.
The latest African album review is
loading. Sometimes I get DMs from podcast listeners, artists, or their reps to do a review for a project. For the most part, I try to do my best to review these projects, granted I have time. And here's one such for an artist by the name of Holy Rights, who has a 5-track EP called Africa. Africa has 5 tracks released under Ville Media Inc. It has 4 features, and production credits go mostly to Cortis, with Holy Rights and co-production on some tracks.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The first song I listened to off this EP is the title track, Africa, which has a fan video on YouTube. My initial thought was, this beat is quite a vibe. And the more I got into it and realized this was Kenyan Rumba, I was mind blown. What? Save for a few fusions, I don't think I've ever heard out and out Kenyan Rumba, so it was a nice surprise. I could get a bit from the lyrics where Holy Rights and Cortis are singing about loving the motherland and all its splendor. Hera was an interesting track to listen to. Firstly, it means love in Doluo. It really was like listening to a Congolese Rumba song with a Nollywood soundtrack of the 90s feel, which so happens to be a gospel song that embodies the music you'd have encountered at a Catholic or Anglican mission. I know that's a bit convoluted, but for real, listen to it and you'll get what I mean. The backing vocals on here were superbly done, and there was that vocal sheen about them, and I have to say, thumbs up for the great work there.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Genre-wise, it's a tough call because of the fusions you get overall on Africa. If I were to narrow it down, then it's Kenyan Benga music, Rumba, and reggae with a touch of gospel, all mixed in. It is an EP, however, all the songs are available as singles on their own right, on streaming platforms, and that's what you get, 5 singles. It's an EP by Holy Rights, but Cortis has a hand in just about every record, so some of the songs are presented as a joint effort. I found the choral backing to be particularly amusing throughout the songs where it was present, and special mention to the song I mentioned earlier, Hera, for this, because it does it really, really well. From the mixing and mastering standpoint, I believe there's room for improvement. I could appreciate how unified the project was in terms of sounding like one body of work. However, there's still a couple of levels to discover to really, you know, take it up there. The vocal texturing throughout could do with a bit more work, and the placement in the mix meant some vocals were panned right or left, but it didn't sit right for the balance or for the track. It gives Holy Rights and team the chance to move up a notch on the next project, so we're leaving room for improvement.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Interestingly, the Africa EP came with a 33-page PDF with details about every song, the motivation behind it, and lyrics. Although that's a bit of a hefty read, and I'm not much of a reader at that, I did go through it as best as I could. What I picked up from it was the level of dedication to the project and an interesting way of marketing it and creating a story around it. Holy Rights said, "We recorded this project when I was going through a terrible separation from my partner, and the subsequent emotional breakdown left me on the edge, hence the open vulnerability in the lyrics. Overall, I'd say this EP is a mid-tempo vibe. Through and through, it has an old school feel to some of the music, especially on a song like Paro or Ero DJ. Yeah, I think Ero DJ really had that old school feel. It's like being taken back into time, 90s in particular. And then hearing these songs on radio with your family and extended family gathered around and having a good time. There's a lot of authenticity to Holy Wright's music and a lot of nostalgia attached to it. The Africa EP is an acquired taste and something quite unique, infusing different genres and styles that you wouldn't even expect until you hear it. If you like someone like maybe, I don't know, Zimbabwe's Juntal, I think this could be in a similar lane with some of his music. Less dancey, but same vibe. And I applaud Holy Wright for the effort. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe. Signing out, this was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Ndende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.